Tax revenues brought in $12.9 billion in the fiscal year that ended June 30th. That's about $13 million less than the Legislative Fiscal Bureau expected. Of the total, corporate taxes brought in 3% less than expected, a $27 million drop. Andrew Ryshofsky is an economist at UW-Madison. He says it's not surprising that corporate tax estimates were off.
Corporations, the way the laws are written, are given lots of options to shift their taxes, to when they pay it, how much they pay, whether they pay in Wisconsin or somewhere else. So they are notoriously difficult to forecast.
Tax revenue from cigarettes was about $15 million less than the Fiscal Bureau thought would come in, a 2.5% drop. Ryshofsky says that could be due to the economy, as in fewer people can afford to buy cigarettes, or it could be tax avoidance.
They may turn to buying on the internet or buying from Indian reservations or buying counterfeit cigarettes.
Wisconsin did collect more taxes than anticipated in a few areas. Taxes from individuals, sales, utilities, and insurance together brought in revenues about 1.5% higher than expected, or about $32 million more. Adjusting for inflation, Wisconsin is collecting about 5% less in tax revenue since the recession started in 2008. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.